The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Rain continues here, might be a thunderstorm in back of this too. Keep our eye on radar for that. But yeah, some showers and thunderstorms definitely moving through. And look who's here to talk weather with me, Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you were a little concerned, you said, when you looked out the window. I was too. I looked out and went, well, okay, it looks like midnight. There's going to be a problem.
Right. Yeah. So 7:20-ish, I'm standing in my kitchen, pouring my coffee, getting ready to leave. And I keep hearing rumblings, but we're not too far from the train tracks. I'm like, yeah, it's probably a train.
Right.
People are harvesting. Could be some trucks. Whatever.
Could be anything.
Exactly. And then I look out the window. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's real dark to the west. Mm-hmm. So then what do? I pull out my phone, check the radar. It's fine. It's going to skirt northeast. No big deal. But then that storm organized itself.
It did.
Wow.
And it came right at us.
Yep, it really did. That storm really got itself together. Was it anything super, super significant? No. Was it anything inconvenient? Absolutely.
Well, yeah, they had some, you mentioned the wind gusts too. They had some quarter-size hail up around Barnesville.
Yes, we got off pretty easy down here. Just a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
But to go along with that conversation, it was at an inconvenient time. We don't normally see significant weather here in those early morning hours.
Especially at the end of September.
Right. It's very rare that we would have a severe thunderstorm that's going to roll through right around the time that we're heading off to school, heading off to work.
Right.
It happens, but not really super common. Usually this time of day, it's just that persistent rain that's just drizzly versus something like this. So something to keep in mind now that we've had this wake-up call. You know, how were you communicating that to your kids?
Kids walking to school this morning.
Well, and that was my priority, to get my kid to school before the storm hit, because I didn't want him to have to run across the schoolyard and get soaked.
Right.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants stinky, wet sneakers all day long, and then you deal with them for life because you never get the smell out once they've been wet.
No, it's impossible. It's impossible.
Right. So that was my priority, to get him to school before it started to rain. And then I'm thinking on my way there, I'm like, oh, so many kids are walking because mom and dad leave early and they get themselves to school on their own. And, oh, that's miserable. So how are you receiving your weather warnings? How are you keeping an eye on the weather? And how are you communicating that to your kids if they are those kids that have to walk to the school bus, or if they walk themselves to school, or if they ride their bike? How are you communicating that information, and what's your backup plan?
Mm-hmm.
Was this the type of storm that, you know, a kid could walk through to school and get there? There was a lot of lightning.
50-50,
exactly. Yeah. We did have some hail in town right around 8, 10 or so. So it wasn't the safest thing to be out and about in. After all, it was a severe thunderstorm. It had potential to be quite significant. So keeping that in mind, how you're getting those weather notifications and how you're communicating that to your kids or to your other loved ones, if they are walkers, bikers, just heading to school, if somebody, you know, lives in another town and they commute into Wahpeton, maybe check the weather before you leave.
Yeah.
So it's just really planning ahead.
Well, no, and we talk about this a lot, no matter what the season,
right.
Summer, fall, winter, spring, we talk about preparedness. And that's kind of what you're all about. It's what your job's all about.
Right. Well, and today is, you know, the end of preparedness month. So I think this was a nice little wake-up
call
for us. Exactly. Like, did you figure out your communication plan yet?
What's the family plan? Yeah.
Exactly. Because this could have been a bigger thing than it was.
Yeah. Well, fortunately,
it
wasn't.
It had the potential.
Yeah.
Yep. But it wasn't. But it was still fairly insignificant, and it came at an fairly inconvenient, and it came at an inconvenient time.
Mm-hmm.
So come on.
Is there ever a convenient time for severe weather?
You know, I
mean, rain's a good thing, as the song says, but severe
weather. Is there a convenient time for severe weather? I like that severe weather that rolls through between 9 and 11 p.m. You're already home.
Yeah.
You have your ways to receive warnings. You're usually still awake.
Yeah.
And it tends to be not such a big deal because everybody's at home already, and you just gather up the
troops.
It's
convenient,
and then you head to your shelter spot, and that's it. So
I
would consider that a more convenient time for a severe thunderstorm.
I don't like severe
versus
weather.
Versus when we're trying to get to work in school. But it turned out okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like severe weather, and I was born and raised here, so that's kind of weird.
Well, I don't like it either, and this is what I do for a living, so if that makes you feel any better.
What else were we going to talk about? You had like 3 bullet points that we were going to cover today, and that was one, you know, the family plan.
Yeah.
And again, we talk about this a lot. to just communicate that and have as much information for your family as possible.
Right. That, having your way to receive weather warnings.
That's it. Yep.
So if you live in Richland County, they have Everbridge. If you live in Wilkin County, there's Code Red. There's many, many different weather apps that are free that will send you those weather warnings, or you can get a fancy subscription app if you'd like to get those warnings as well.
Mm-hmm.
Both the warning systems that Richland and Wilkin offer are free. You just have to go to the county websites and sign up. So make sure you're doing that. And, you know, if your kids are of age where they have cell phones, maybe subscribe them as well.
Oh, yeah, so they know what's going on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I know my kid has a cell phone. Does he carry it with him to school? No, but if he was at home alone and there
You'd
was a weather emergency,
that, yeah.
then he could get those warnings as well if I was unable to communicate that with him. So maybe just kind of thinking about that kind of stuff. And now that we're moving closer and closer to winter,
I know,
but those weather warnings tend to come out, you know, further in advance in the winter when we're looking at a winter storm on the horizon. You'll get a notice, you know, a day or so in advance, 2 days in advance sometimes. So having those weather subscriptions and registering for those weather notifications are really going to...
Good idea.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's
going to
pay off in the winter.
Absolutely.
So just think about that right
well,
now.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, the last day of preparedness month, and, you know, here we go.
I know.
How prepared are you?
Well, not prepared for it to be, 88 degrees this
Isn't
weekend?
Isn't it crazy? Yeah, by Sunday they're talking like highs in the upper 80s, but then a cool down, kind of a wet week next week.
Right, exactly. And then it'll be in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start talking about fire preparedness.
Oh, yeah,
firing up those furnaces
exactly.
and cleaning out all those heat vents and all of that. But we can talk about that next week.
Is the summer camping season done for the Koval family, or are you still doing that?
The camper at the lake is all closed up. We still have one more trip on the horizon for regular camping.
All right.
So got to get those fall colors in.
No, I don't blame you. If I was you, that's what I'd be doing.
Exactly.
So,
well, and if it's going to be 70 degrees, why not?
Well, I'm taking advantage of it. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Now's the time to do that. Brianna, always great to have you in here.
Absolutely.
Never lost for things to talk about, you and I. So you'll be back next week? Tell
yes.
me yes? Okay,
yep.
good. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management, coming up on 9:15. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation.